Are you interested in languages at all?
Possible. I've never really thought of it. I've never had the need.
Yeah.
I suppose if you went on holiday somewhere, it'd be necessary to learn something.
Are you local Orcadian?
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I come from the North Isles, Sandy, the island of Sandy.
Oh, good. Okay. Right. Now in Scotland, we've got many languages and accents and dialects. So what languages and dialects do you know in Scotland?
Well, Aberdonian.
Uh-huh.
Well, Glaswegian.
Right. I suppose.
Western Isles.
Uh-huh.
The Rackley Shetland's different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fife area.
Fife, uh-huh. Do you have any relatives or people you know in Fife?
No, but I believe I don't know much about Fife, but I believe it's quite a strong, different dialect.
That's interesting, because many people actually point to Fife. I wasn't aware of that before I started, this interview here.
Yeah.
This interview, yeah.
Wick. There's a strong dialect in Wick.
Right, okay.
North of Scotland.
Caithness, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any particular dialect that represents Scotland best, where you would say, okay, this is how Scottish people speak, or this is the most typical Scottish dialect or accent?
Possibly Glasgow is the well-known one across the world, I suppose, but I would prefer that somewhere like the middle, like Inverness, Perth, that was, because it's a sort of normal.
Yeah.
Toned down
version,
but it's still got the Scottish accent in
exactly.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's an interesting statement. Yeah. Do you have any favourite dialects or accents in Scotland? I mean, you've mentioned, what was it, Inverness and Perth?
Well,
I mean, people that you enjoy listening to most just because of their accents or dialects.
Probably the Western Isles a bit. I mean, I can laugh at the chokes that comes for the Glasgow ones, I think it can be very hard to make out. You know, for me, and then possibly even worse for foreigners or even English.
So you would say your favourite accent would be Western Isles in Scotland?
Well, it's got a lilt.
Uh-huh.
And I like hearing that.
Okay. Is there any dialect or language you don't particularly like in Scotland? Where you'd say it's not very pleasant to listen to?
No, not really. I think maybe the Aberdonians do. It's quite difficult to make out.
Yeah. Is it just difficult or is it unpleasant to you?
Well, I don't know. I never really thought about Scottish accents, but I don't particularly like the Birmingham accent in England because it's too. It's a drone. It sounds very. I don't particularly like that. But
yeah.
I've never really thought about the Scottish accents. Uh-huh. It's being grating.
Sorry.
I don't find any of the Scottish accents grating.
Mm-hmm. Grating. What does that mean?
Getting on your nerves, you know. Grating.
Okay.
You know?
Is that a Scottish term?
No, probably just mine.
How would you describe your own dialect or accent?
Well,
I mean, not just now, but when you talk to friends or to your family.
Well, there are certain words that I use that probably my husband that comes from Orford doesn't use.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I was brought up in Sandy,
mm-hmm.
and there's certain words comes for every parish here.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear myself on the answering machine, I don't like it. I think I'm pretty broad.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm relaxed, I'm pretty broad spoken.
Okay. Now, Scotland, or you've got your own parliament now in Edinburgh since 1999, and you can also determine language issues now. So, talking about schools, first of all, what do you think what foreign languages should be taught at school?
Well, I think they have been taught already. I mean, French, German.
Yeah. Is that what you would decide, what you're in favour of, or would you decide for any other languages, foreign languages?
Well, I think you have a choice in Orkney. You have a choice between French and German, and probably later on you can do something other, and there's evening classes for it, you know, other reasons. It would be difficult because, I mean, everybody have their own
Yeah, but I'm just asking, you know,
idea.
everybody, what people think about foreign language teaching, what foreign languages should be taught at school. So everybody is entitled to their own opinion.
Well, yes, but that's how you decide. I mean,
Yeah.
how would you decide? It would be so difficult because there's reasons for having that. Maybe is there supposed to be some sort of, what is it, the Spanish thing, the is that language that's no Spanish, but it's
Catalan? Castellano?
no, it's like a broad language. It's no a, it's no it's a combination of Spanish, is it not, and something else. It's just a
Is it spoken in Spain, in the north of Spain?
No, it's not particularly Spanish. I think it's like a made-up new language, is it?
Ah, right, Esperanto? Is it
Must be
like
that.
an
Must be that.
artificial language?
Yeah, it must be
Ah, right,
something like
okay,
that.
yeah.
I've heard of that. I don't know, understand what it's about, but
Yeah.
if there could be some sort of thing across the board, something made just for across Europe, or
You would be in favor of that? Like an artificial language which can be used all over
well,
Europe?
yes, but why should it be English the whole time? I mean, really, could there not be something in between?
Well, they could. You can always make up languages.
Yeah, because I mean, why should we decide that it's French and German? I'm sure the French and German would, you know, what they would say, well, why is it, you know, other than English, why should it be French? Why should it be German?
What about the teachers? Which accent, I should say, should they encourage and use themselves at school?
Well, they have to be understood. It's English that we have to learn. But perhaps they should incorporate some sort of either Scottish, the Scots language, or Orcadian within some place of the teaching, not just the normal maths and English and so on. But maybe there should be some attention spot given to the whichever area you're in.
So it should be basically like understandable English accent with some local influence.
Yes,
Is
I
that what
mean,
you're saying?
yes, I mean, really, it's the accent. It doesn't really matter much what the accent or your dialect, but you know, the words have to be understandable on and in English, then English form. Well, for exams and things, you have to,
Have you heard of a language called Scots? Not the people, the Scots, but the language called Scots.
Is that an ancient language, or?
Well, I mean, some people would say that's an ancient language, but some people would say that it's still spoken today. So it's difficult. Have you heard anything about the
Well,
Scots?
I've heard something like the old Scots language, and there was a program on TV not that long ago speaking about all the words that a lot of people didn't know. You know, various people had heard different words, and oh, I haven't heard that, and so on. So it obviously is in the different areas and the different upbringings and.
Well, I mean, some people would argue that Scots is the language, first of all, that Robbie Burns used, and way before that was used way before that, and that today survives in a number of dialects, like, for example, Orcadian, Glaswegian, the Northeast, Aberdeenshire dialect. They would use an umbrella term and call it Scots. Have you heard this term in this connection?
No, but I can understand what you mean.
Yeah,
Yeah, because
okay.
a lot of people, I suppose, is in nearly would say that the true Scots language is dead. But yes, definitely. I would say I speak Arcadian, I must admit, rather than Scots, but maybe somebody that belongs to whatever area in Scotland would say they speak, they're Scottish, they speak the Scots language.
Now, there's some people, both in politics and private people, would like to give Scots, whatever that is, a greater prominence in Scottish society.
Mm-hmm.
Which could mean that more writings are produced in Scots, that it's more prominent on television or in the radio, that it's sometimes, or maybe even integrated into the school curriculum. It could have all kinds of consequences, but the general idea is that Scots should have a greater prominence in Scotland.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
Well, it's maybe just my own opinion, but I would think in Orkney, I just don't think it would fit in.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
Okay.
And the same in other areas in Scotland. What do you mean? What would they decide?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, as I said, it can have various consequences, like produce more writings in Scots, invent, for example, even new words, invent a new language or based on the ancient language, like, for example, that Robert Burns used, produce or make up a new language.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that would be interested in that, but the broad spectrum of people probably wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right, okay. Can I just show you something? This is a children's book by a publisher called Ichiku. And they write in, well, what they think Scots is. So maybe just take a look at this and tell me what you think about it.
Well, I think it makes you laugh. I think, the words make mm-hmm. you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're... I don't know why, but if it had been an ordinary words, maybe... I don't know. It's in a way, it sounds better when it's written like that in the poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Having said what I said before, that sounds... I'm trying to hear it in my own head here. And,
yeah.
But that's probably me thinking on all that comedians as well and,
mm-hmm.
But probably...
Would you like your children to read that?
Well, I wouldn't mind. I mean, I don't know if they would want to read it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My oldest son lives out in, or has lived out in Westry, he's back in Kirkconnell. And Westry is pretty strong, and he would, when he writes to his friends for Westry or postcards, it's just as they're writing as they're speaking.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
interesting. And it is fun. It is funny
uh-huh.
to see it.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting, yeah.
They've kept their dialect pretty strong
uh-huh,
in Westry.
Where is Westry?
It's in Northern Isles.
Okay.
One of the Northern Isles.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, do you think it's a good idea?
Yes. I think it. This would be in primary school. I mean that.
Well, it's just for private use, probably.
Yeah, but I mean, if they had that in the school,
mm-hmm.
just for a sort of project or something,
mm-hmm.
Probably they would find that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
to actually do it as a sort of something serious,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think my kids would have liked that just
mm-hmm.
to do it seriously.
Okay.
But I think this is fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. There is this thing I would like to show you. This is a printout from the internet from the Scottish Parliament. Also in Scots, or again, what they think Scots is. So you can actually read this worldwide.
Is this written in different
languages? Yeah,
different areas. Or is it just the one sort of?
No, this is the one Scots version. They have it in English. They have it in Gaelic, and they have it obviously in Scots.
I don't know. I just... I don't want to be... I don't want to be cheeky, but I just... Well, I just find it a bit of a chore, you know, I really do.
Sorry, what?
I find reading this a bit of a chore.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if it had been kept up over mm-hmm. the years, mm-hmm. it might have been better. But just to spring this on, and a lot of folk just wouldn't understand mm-hmm. it.
Mm-hmm. Actually, many people react like you. They like this one, mm-hmm. but they don't like this one.
No, because as I said, that was fun, and this is supposed to be serious. Yeah. And
actually, many people react like this. That's very interesting.
I don't mind if it was, if you had the normal thing, and then this aside beside it, and the you know.
What do you mean normal thing?
Well, if they had the normal way of writing, if you know, with it being in Scots, if it was just a leaflet.
Okay. Yeah.
In proper English.
Yeah.
And then this here, I think it would give the choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do have the choice. You can click here. Scots is one language, doesn't actually list the other languages,
mm-hmm.
but you do have English, but on separate pages.
Yeah, but I think maybe it's a good idea to give the choice.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So in general, you wouldn't, no?
No,
okay.
No. Because if I was wanting something serious, I would mm-hmm. want to, you know, get to the point as soon as possible, but with that you have to think about it.
Yeah, that's right. Now, we've talked about what? Just
hello.
Right. Okay. Can I just show you this one? Now, at the moment, Scots, which we define as the language spoken by some people in the Lowlands, comprising various dialects, and also here in the Northern Isles, is almost only used for private conversation.
Mm-hmm.
In which of the following language situations would you also welcome the use of Scots? So maybe you can just take a look at these 12 language situations, if any. Now, this sort of language, okay, either this one or this one, where would you welcome this sort of language?
Well, in none of the serious things, mm-hmm. Like road signs, well, anything private, you can have the choice.
Okay.
Choice on the companies or government bodies if you want, mm-hmm. I suppose. Formal speech is probably no. Teaching at school, well, no, just that. No is a medium, no.
Mm-hmm.
Just something extra, some fun.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want a formal
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
thing.
Okay.
But modern poetry, academic texts, Bible and church, it's choice as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If the choice is there.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's recognising the Scots language, and I think that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But probably I don't feel strong enough about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. What do you mean it's recognised as the Scots language?
It's recognising that there was a Scots language,
okay.
and that if people want to use it, it's being recognised. It's like the Scottish Parliament put in place, they're recognising
mm-hmm.
the Scots as Scots and no mm-hmm. part of the
mm-hmm.
UK, I
yeah.
suppose. Mm-hmm. And some folk might feel really strongly about that.
Mm. That's right, yeah. Okay, just to finish off, a very brief questionnaire with some personal background. Can you give me the decade of your birth, please?
1950s.
Okay. Where were you born?
I was born on the island of Sandy.
Okay. How long have you been living in Scotland?
All my life.
Okay. And on Orkney? Or in Orkney?
Or in this area? Or here?
Well, in this area means on Orkney.
All right. All my life as well.
Also?
Mm-hmm.
What is your occupation?
I'm a nurse.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Married?
Yes.
Okay. What's your husband's occupation?
He's a council officer. He's at the council offices.
Okay, mm-hmm. right. And finally, how strongly do you feel British, Scottish, English and any other, from zero, meaning not at all, to four, meaning very strongly or very much, yeah? So.
Yes, I'm British,
okay.
strongly.
So that would be...
Quite strong.
Okay. Scottish?
Two.
Okay. English?
Not at all.
Any other?
Orcadian?
Yeah.
Four.
Good. That was it. Thank you very much.
Okay.